This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. As Beirut mourns its dead and grapples with the scale of rebuilding after this week's massive blast, some Lebanese activists are planning to demonstrate in the city on Saturday, angered by the government's response to the disaster. President Michel Aoun says an investigation will examine whether it was caused by a bomb or other external interference. Have rushed emergency aid to Lebanon. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will join a conference call with Lebanon's president and other world leaders on Sunday to discuss aid to the country.
This was an event like the world has not seen for a long time. Horrible event. We'll be having a conference call on Sunday with President Macron, leaders of Lebanon, and leaders from various parts of the world. Everyone wants to help.
Tuesday's port explosion killed 154 people, injured 5,000, and destroyed a large area of the city. At least 18 people have been killed and more than 125 injured in southern India in a plane crash that took place when the aircraft overshot a runway and plunged into a valley as it attempted to land in heavy. Both the pilots were killed, and several of those injured are reported to be in critical condition. On Saturday, the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder were found in the wreckage. The plane, which was coming from Dubai, was repatriating Indians stranded overseas since India shut down international flights in March due to the coronavirus. Military officials say at least seven people were killed when a car bomb exploded at an army base in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, on Saturday. The attack targeted a compound near Somalia's National Stadium where soldiers from the Somali National Army are stationed. This